Star 102, today's hits. And yesterday's favorites on the Jen and Tim Show. Good morning. It's 7:10. It's 62 degrees right now. We're going to get up to 83 this afternoon. It's going to be humid. You may see a stray thunderstorm. Partly cloudy overnight tonight. Warm and muggy. 68 for your low. And then summer is definitely not gone because we see a high of 85 degrees. Clouds and sun mix. Warmer. Perfect day to head out to Crocker Park and the Wine Festival. What do you say, Dan Crandall?
Oh, Jen, you know it.
I know it. That's right. I can't believe it. Dan is here from Crocker Park. You're the director of marketing for Crocker Park.
Yes.
And I know we've been doing a lot of ticket giveaways for the Wine Festival, but we brought you in to really give us the skinny, the inside scoop.
This is the 8th annual Crocker Park Wine Festival. It's amazing. And this year we added a new partner. Our charity is University Hospitals Rainbow Baby and Children's Hospital, which we know you guys work with very well. And they're great to have on board. And right now the weather looks good. The tickets are up. So we're excited to have everyone come out this weekend. So
how does that work? Anyone can come to Crocker Park this weekend, right?
Correct.
Whether or not they're participating in the wine festival.
Yes, exactly.
But if you want to participate.
Yes.
How do you get a ticket? You buy that at the door?
We can still buy them online at CrockerParkWineFestival.com or at the door. They're $30. Tomorrow they go up to $35 and at the door on Saturday as well. So it's exciting.
And when you walk in to Crocker Park, what are you going to see? Is it booths? Is it like a big bar? How does it work?
Well, Jen, I love Crocker Park and the wine festival. It's all down Main Street. There's tents. There's over 150 wines, over 30 beers and craft beers, spirits and more. There's live music. Funkology's playing tomorrow night, so you can't beat it. And then just all the people that come out. We have over 6,000 people for the 2 days.
So you just walk around with a glass of wine, Crocker Park?
Pretty much.
I mean, it's a beautiful venue anyway. My goodness. I love Crocker Park. I live in Westlake, just two miles away.
Once or twice.
Trying to parallel park, probably.
I was going to offer to help the one time.
You busted me. I was having a hard time. I couldn't believe it. I was mortified.
I was trying to move the other car just so you had more room.
But I'll tell you what. It's a great place to have a wine festival. Who doesn't want to walk around and sip on some wine, eat some great food? But while you're here, too, you got to tell us about Crocker Park. I swear, just when I think you can't fit anything else in there, you're building off the side of the Hyatt or behind there. Is that the sushi place?
Yeah, Blue Sushi will open first quarter next year. We're excited to have them on board. And then in a couple of weeks, maybe another month, Crepes in the City will open, and then Barocco. So we're happy to have two new restaurants, so they'll come in. And then Aqua Tots will – it's a swim school so teach kids how to swim will be coming soon as well. So,
and all the ladies in my neighborhood have been talking about the tableside guac at Cantina Laredo as well.
I'm pretty happy with that, actually.
I know. So. I haven't gone yet. I got to put it on my list.
And before Christmas this year, H&M is relocating. They're actually expanding and moving down in Phase 3 close to American Ingredients. So they're going to be 23,000 square feet.
That's unbelievable. They're already a huge store. I can't believe it's going to be even bigger.
Yep.
So we love Crocker Park. We love Rainbow Babies and Children's Hospital. Get out to the Wine Fest this weekend. We're going to get all of the information posted on our website. Dan, thank you for coming by.
Well, thanks for having us.
We love having you guys.
Take care.